gentlemen, I've gone through scripture after scripture and told you that we've got to have all the words of Almighty God. I'm simply saying, get your stinking feet out of my drinking water. Don't fool with my drinking water. Don't meddle with my drinking water. Keep your stinking feet out of it. Don't add to my drinking water. Don't take from my drinking water. Don't change my drinking water. Don't diminish my drinking water. Don't condense my drinking water. Don't make my drinking water easier to understand. Don't touch my drinking water to change it. Don't merchandise my drinking water. And that's why you get all these Bibles. There's not one stinking publisher in America that's putting these Bibles out because they want you to understand the Bible better. They're trying to make a buck. If Nelson Publishers, for example, listen to me, I'm preaching to you. Talk after a while. I got something to say to you. If the Nelson Publishers, if they think the Bible's hard to understand, why don't they put out just one improvement, and they keep out putting improvement, 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 and they copyright it all, so nobody else can. Bless God, the King James Bible is not copyrighted. It's available to everybody. You've messed up the virgin birth with your stinking feet. You've messed up the sinless life of Christ with your stinking feet. You've messed up the deity of Christ with your stinking feet. You've messed up the blood of Christ with your stinking feet. Don't you sit there and look at me like that, you little Bible changer. How dare you rise up against the God of this book and tell him he needs some help to give us a Bible? Okay, okay. You say, preacher, I just don't believe the King James Bible, the Word of God. Okay, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Father. If this isn't it, what is it? Find it. I've got to have it. I can't live without it.